Audacity. Who gave you attitude? With mandatory vaccination hanging over their heads, some public workers in Antigua have submitted their resignations. That and more developments in this edition of the Caribbean News Roundup. The news coming right up. Some public sector workers in Antigua have submitted their resignations. Others are meanwhile seeking exemptions to the government's mandatory COVID-19 vaccination policy on medical or religious grounds. Here is ABS News with that development.
The update was provided exclusively to ABS News on Friday by Cabinet Secretary Konate Lee, as unvaccinated employees are now on unpaid leave. Employees without exemptions will not be paid for as long as they remain unvaccinated as part of the government's mandatory vaccination policy. Mr. Lee said the resignations mean some vacancies have been created across the public service. The cabinet secretary said levels of vaccination range from 50 to 100% in some offices and is continuing to urge every eligible citizen and resident to get vaccinated. Meanwhile, Mr. Lee is cautioning against an attempt to submit bogus exemption requests, noting that culpable individuals would be subject to penalties.
Cabinet Secretary Konate Lee has confirmed that some public sector workers are seeking exemption. He says under the current regulations, applications for exemption can be considered.
So there have been a number of them. When I say number, I can't quantify necessarily, but in some places there are a few, in other places there may be as many as a dozen. But the processing of the exemptions require a particular amendment to be gazetted later on within the regulations. So this is something that has to be taken into account, that the process was not fully implemented during the past 2 weeks, but the forms will be available come Monday from the various government ministries or the statutory corporations. So anyone wishing to or qualifying for an exemption, or they believe that they qualify for an exemption, will be able to pick up a form or download the form.
In Guyana, a fire of unknown origin destroyed more than an estimated 80% of the Brick Dam police station on Saturday, dealing a huge blow to the operations of the Guyana police force in the capital city. The building went up in flames with nothing but ashes being left behind. The only section of the complex left standing was the concrete lockups. Guyana News Source had this special report.
Just around midday, the fire service was summoned to the scene after heavy smoke was seen billowing from a section at the back of the complex. Within minutes, the fire started to quickly spread to the other parts of the wooden building, which housed several sections of the forces' operations. Aided by the mid-afternoon breeze, the fire engulfed most of the complex within 30 minutes as firefighters tackled the blaze from mainly the front of the compound along Brick Dam. The fire service headquarters is located less than 2 minutes away from the Brick Dam station. However, the scale of the fire forced the fire service to call for additional help from the other fire stations in the city. At the scene, the firemen battled the blaze and were not able to access all of the hydrants in the area. Police officers and off-duty officers rushed to save various records and equipment as the persons in the lockups were moved out of the compound completely. It was a chaotic scene as the fire service appeared overwhelmed and large crowds gathered around the area. A number of government ministers and government officials rushed down to the scene also, and some of them were attempting to give instructions to the police and the fire service as they dealt with the blaze.
Three messages in the cabinet group, asking every cabinet minister to help to get fire attendants.
Government Elections Commission member says Gunaraj, who is an attorney and has an office in the area, shouted several expletives as he expressed his frustration with the fire service not doing enough to protect the buildings in Hatfield Street.
Once more, this is the situation It has been 15, 20 minutes, and up to now, a single fire tender has not been able to come on this end of the street. There are buildings that are this side that are under threat. That is the position as we speak.
The Breakdown Police Station was one of the first police stations built in the city. And while some rehabilitation work has been done to it over the years, the old wooden structures that made up the complex remained. Minister of Home Affairs Robeson Benn, whose office is located close by, said some records and documents were saved, but he could not say from which department specifically. A number of vehicles that were in the compound were also destroyed by the fire. The minister said the government will deal with those that are government-owned. He said he has no information about the insurance for any of the vehicles or the building itself. The entire wooden complex has been leveled by the fire. Hundreds of police officers were based at the Breakdown station. Plans are now being examined to relocate them to other stations, as efforts will be made to set up a temporary office in another area. A cause for the fire has not yet been determined.
Control rising prices. That's what many people in South Trinidad say they want to hear about when the finance minister delivers his 2022 fiscal package today. The Sunday Express reports having spoken with stakeholders on the impact of the pandemic and what they would like to see in a COVID budget. Here is what one businessman had to say. Business at Adams Optical wasn't affected that drastically because under medical we were able to remain open throughout the pandemic. So I would say that optical business declined to about 50 to 60%. However, my clothing store, Adams Apparel, really took a hit. We were closed right through the lockdowns, and now that we've reopened, sales are probably about 20% compared to what existed pre-COVID-19, said San Fernando businessman Adam Hussein. What I would like to see is the government implement some measure of price control as it relates to goods coming into the country. If the government can control the costs associated with the docking and clearing of goods, it would create a chain reaction where the lower costs would trickle down to supermarkets and other businesses, and then ultimately to consumers. He said the pandemic has led to increased costs with regard to the importation of goods, which in turn has been the catalyst for consumers facing increased prices at businesses, including supermarkets. While the distribution of financial grants was an immediate necessity and of tremendous benefit to the recipients, it is not a sustainable means of easing the economic challenges faced by lower income households. Grants are just a monthly case of hold that until next month, but if they implement more holistic and sustainable measures where they are equitable access to the country's resources, then people can do things with whatever little money they have. The businessman said the creation of employment is one area the government will face challenges. He said because of the pandemic, they can't have the entire workforce out, so it would be a difficult thing for them to do at this point. The St. Lucia Fire Service has condemned abuse suffered by staff after responding to a multiple vehicle collision. The department disclosed that their officers were verbally harassed and abused as they attempted to secure the scene. Here's how MBC Prime News reported on the accident.
Upon arrival, emergency personnel said they were approached by some angry bystanders who intimidated them on the scene. Emergency teams from various departments were deployed to the accident scene at approximately 7:40 a.m. Friday, October 1st.
Officers were verbally harassed as they tried to secure and provide assistance to the patients on scene and provide a safe passage to allow the rest of commuters to traverse the road. Some persons expressed in foul language their disgust with the officers preventing them from going to do their own business and make money. The incidents which occurred were distracting and very discouraging, and I would like to reassure the public that the officers are serving them, the public, by ensuring the scene is safe, not only for persons directly involved in the incident, but also for other motorists.
9 people have been hospitalized as a result of the multiple vehicle collision. One person, according to emergency personnel, sustained serious injuries.
Fire Service Headquarters received a call for assistance for a motor vehicle collision. near the Sandals Halcyon surgical area. Primary response was from fire service headquarters, with additional responses from the Babylon Grosley Fire Station because of the nature of the incident. A total of 9 patients were assessed, with 8 being transported. One of those patients, a male, had to be extricated from his vehicle and immobilized for transport to OKU. All patients were transported to OKU, conscious, alert, and stable.
Cecil Actill, NBC Prime.
And that's the Caribbean News Roundup for today, Monday, October 4th. I'm Ken Richards. Thanks for listening.